mission. We're on a 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 mission. This is a mission, not a... What's going on, fam? We were telling everybody that we want to do this feedback show. Me and Javon got together. This is actually the second time we had to record it. First time, we had some technical difficulties and it got all messed up. But we still have getting it out there for you. Cover a lot of things on this, a lot of listener feedback. So make sure you email us at straightolc@gmail.com or hit us up on the voicemail at 641-715-3900 extension 769-558. Yeah, you know, hit us up on that voicemail. We definitely appreciate all those voicemails. Hit us up on the iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you can podcast at. You know, you can get us there. Also, the Straight Outta Locast fan page. We filled a lot of questions on there, so shout out to everybody that hit us up on there and on Twitter at Straight OLC. So people submitted us questions there, and we asked about those as well. So this is definitely a fun episode. Little side mission, I guess a side pocket we're going to call it, that we'll try to do from time to time when we can't necessarily record a show in the studio. So definitely check it out. Give us your thoughts and keep on staying with us plugged. Peace. I had one too many. I had one too many. I had one too many. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the left. Take it back, y'all, now to the... Breaking down your defenses in my arms, yes, you're defenseless. Like you in court with a public defendant. Star witness wanna sing, but if you on the team, we gon' swing for the fences. When it's go time on that goal line, shit, I be making the call. Just give me the ball, I'll get you the inches. Bras my age, talking marriage and babies, and I'm like, been there, done it, boss. The young girls wanna love me long time, but then you gotta listen to him talk. Talking me, like she about to sing acapella on the steps of City Hall. Some set the bar, some raise the bar. I pass the bar. Let me get you off. Hey. All right. Welcome back. This is a little side feedback show with me and Javon decided to do here. Man, there's been so much going on. We can't cover it all on Straight Outta Locast, so we was like, man, let's get to some of these feedback questions from people, and then we'll cover more stuff as people hit us up before we can record the show tomorrow. All right, first up, Javon, man, this email is from John Spence. He says, what's going on, fellas? I know y'all may have seen the Hip Hop Women's Honors. What did y'all think about it with bitch homie Quan messing up four Notorious B.I.G.'s rhymes? I just think it was unbelievable that Lil' Kim let him come and do that. What's y'all thoughts?
Man, I just think on that platform, I think that fell on Lil' Kim and Rich Homie Quan. Because, like, Rich Homie Quan, you know, for you to take... I don't think he understood the magnitude of, like, reciting some Biggie lyrics. You do your research for it. If you don't know word for word, just do your research and go over that verse. And then, you know, when it's time to perform it, you have it set. But, man, that's all that... Like, you're a performer, man, so you're supposed to have... research that, and if they hit you up at the last minute, like, hey man, do this Biggie verse, if you didn't know it, you should just be like, man, shit, I'll be the hype man, I could do that. Like, don't take on the whole verse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, who do you think they should have got, though? Like, they could have got it damn near anybody, basically. They could have put you up there, right? Like, in just general. Like, comedian Javon.
they could have used the dude who played Biggie in the movie.
Gravy.
You know?
That'd have been kind of dope. They put Gravy in there.
Yeah, very.
And so what'd you think overall of the show? Did you get to finish watching, or you just only seen clips?
Only seen clips, and you know, I saw Tiana Taylor. I saw her perform and do Lil Kim. You know, I saw Lil Mama and Dej Loaf. I saw them, you know, give tribute to Lil Kim. I saw some of it, man.
Yeah, I think I feel like they rushed producing it, though. Like, they should have took some time and really got a lot more artists involved, got, you know, had it a little bit planned out more. It seemed like stuff was pushed. They put Amber Rose in there for no reason, doing let's talk about sex. The crowd is just looking at her and just not even responding. She's like, let's talk about sex, baby. And people are looking like, what the fuck are you even doing here? Like, what do you have to do with music, period? You have zero talent. No disrespect. You fine. There's nothing wrong with you being fine. And a lot of fine women in this world, that's a talent.
being fine.
Yeah.
But that's what, like, what are you doing up there? And I get it. She's got a VH1 show. But I just felt like they could have put more effort into producing the show overall. But it was cool. Like, Queen Latifah represented. I felt like she represented a lot. I felt like they could have got a lot of dope artists, man, and made it kind of fuller. Even some new artists. They didn't have Tink on there. I mean, that was like a
travesty. Dude, what I'm saying, come on, man. That to me, like, what, you know, artists like Tink, Rhapsody, you know, that are actually dope. And I'm not saying the other artists aren't dope. Like, I like Dej Loaf and them, but I'm just saying also include artists like Tink and Rhapsody. But like, I think Dej Loaf is. She's crossed over well with the people that she, you know, and I ain't gonna even say crossed over, but she's made a great impact so far. But also, I like to hear women rhyme and be super dope with it. You got people talented like Tink. Like, I don't think people understand how talented the girl is, man. She can rhyme.
Yeah.
And she could, you know, she could sing, you know. She's like Drake, but better. I ain't saying she's better than Drake, but I'm saying she could sing better than Drake. Absolutely.
yeah, she's better singing than Drake, I think. Tink is.
Yeah, yeah. But she has that about her, though, to where she can do both of them. I think she can do well in both lanes, the singing and in the hip hop lane. So yeah, I wish they would have let her do some Missy stuff on there, man. But I know we already talked about it. They didn't let her.
So. Yeah, like, they should have had some of those old, because at the end, they put a lot of the old school dope artists at the end. They did, like, Sugar T, The Brat. They had, they had Mia X, Lady of Rage. My thing is, why don't you have them couple of them come out and do, like, a verse or something at the end for, like, a finale? Where everybody kind of do a verse for one of their classics.
Like, do a verse for one of their classics, or just do, like, a female cypher.
Yeah, or think about it. Lady Rage came out doing Afro Puffs the first verse. The crowd would have went crazy. Then you transition to Funkify from The Brat, then transferring to Sprinkle Me with
Sprinkle Me, man.
Dude,
Sprinkle the Sugar Tea. Yeah, you right.
And then just keep transferring to all these different artists and kind of, you know, let them get their shine, kind of a grand finale. And then you didn't even do Ladies Night. You had everybody there.
They could. That should have ended it.
Yep.
They should be Ladies Night at the very end. That's why they need to let us be like the program director. Like, hit Stride Low Cash up. We will make your show better. No matter what your show is, we are creatively, put like this, we are in a lane to where between all of us, Teddy included and Rim, if you let us sit down and just spearhead whatever idea you got, let us run with it, I guarantee we make it better. That, I'm talking about for these shows, man. Hit us up. We know hip-hop. We know something about everything between all of us.
Yeah.
We know something about everything.
It'd have been so better, man. I felt like they just rushed it. When they announced it, I thought it was going to be a little while before they actually had the show, but it seemed like it came out like 3 weeks after they announced it. Like, damn, y'all sure y'all can plan this correctly where it's, you know, fully put together? But it seemed like Queen Latifah's sections were very, very planned. Like, you could tell she must have been involved in her parts heavily. Cause, like, her stuff had video with it, all kind of stuff going on. Like, a lot of heavy video, a lot of heavy different acts, you know, going on with hers. It seemed like hers is way more planned. Salt and Pepper seemed like theirs is all over the place. They just showed up, you know. They was like, they ain't even performed. They just showed up. Missy didn't seem like hers was planned that well.
How did Salt and Pepper look?
I mean, Salt looks like she, like, could almost look like Little Kim, like she got that much plastic surgery.
What about Pep?
No, it's my Pep. Pep looked like she got looking like Little Kim with all the plastic surgery. Salt and
What about Salt?
Salt looks straight. Like, Salt looked like a woman that's late 40s. That how an attractive woman in her late 40s would look. Like, same thing as Cinderella. Like, they ain't trying to be nothing more than some bad 45-year-olds, and that's cool.
Right.
Peppa trying to compete with the 30-year-olds and the 20-year-olds, it looked like.
Yeah, I don't know about that lane. That lane, you can either crash, it ain't no in between. Either you gonna be fly or you gonna crash and burn. It's like, you know, it ain't no in between and trying to look younger. You know.
All right, next email is from my homie D Tony. He says, since this is hip hop, this is all in hip hop honor, so I kind of split these questions up. With hip-hop honors being over, who do you all think they should honor next? That's a hard
good
one.
Question,
that's
man.
That's hard, man.
Have they honored groups like Bone yet? Crucial Conflict.
I think they may have did Bone before. I know they did Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul. Let me Google that right quick. Go ahead.
Maybe they should do like some, you know, some
do a West
Midwest.
Coast. I was gonna say, what about a Midwest with Nelly?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the Midwest, you can do Nelly, you can do Bone, Eminem, Kanye West.
I don't think Eminem would do it though.
Hip hop honors.
I don't think Eminem would do it though. I just have a feeling Eminem would be like, "No, I'm good."
I mean, he probably would, but I mean, it's other artists that you can choose besides Eminem. I mean, of course, you got like Kanye. I don't think Kanye would do it, but you know, you got Nelly. I think you know Kanye Common. We got some artists between the two cities. The Brat, you know, the Brat, she could have been honored.
Yeah, the Brat. Yeah. I'm looking through them now. Let's see. Looks like okay. So they got a couple of different ones that they
what
had.
Did he say?
But I'm just roughly going through the list.
No, he didn't say anything. He asked.
No,
what
he just
we
asked
can,
what we think. Yeah, they did a South one. They didn't do it. They have not done a Midwest one yet. They did a South one. They did kind of a West Coast one. No Midwest yet. So if we let's go to this Midwest. And Bone has not been honored. I'm looking on her bone.
Yeah, you got to honor Bone.
Did a Midwest one, no Eminem involved, just because he's kind of high up. I feel like almost where it's like, does he really need to be honored? That's how I kind of look at it a little bit. So if
I'll put him up there. But I mean, I think in honoring somebody, that's just what it is, honoring them. I don't really think he's too. I ain't gonna say he ain't too high to be honored. Just like, you know, they can honor Jay-Z or something like that on one of those shows.
I don't think those
people are too. I mean, we've honored Michael Jackson before through Chris Brown. So, of course, to me, that's like the highest of high when you say honoring people.
Okay, so if you had to do a Midwest one, let's say five artists for Midwest, like, who would you pick?
Okay, Eminem, okay. Nelly, Bone, Kanye West. I'm trying to think of a female.
I don't think Kanye West and Eminem. I can see Eminem showing up before Kanye. I can see Kanye being awesome. I got to be in Europe.
Yeah, at a fashion convention.
Yep. I'm trying to think who you think would show up if you're for your five.
I think depending on who was honoring him, I think M would show up.
Okay,
M would show up.
That's a good
okay.
Point.
So if we gonna exclude Kanye, we're gonna put Common in there. I'm
okay.
Say I got
okay.
To, I
yeah,
got
that's a good one.
Boy Common.
Okay, that's a good one. That's good.
Yeah,
so you got Common, Nelly, Eminem, Bone, and one more.
Bone. I said, hold on. Common, Nelly, Eminem, Bone.
You missing one big one, man.
Hold on. I'm trying to think. We talking about Midwest.
Yeah.
Common, Nelly, Eminem, Bone. Who would be number five?
Twista.
Right, yeah, Twista. Okay, and now whoever did done that, that's great. Yeah, okay, that'd be number five, Twista.
And if Eminem doesn't show up, I would slide in Tech N9ne.
Okay.
If Eminem didn't show up, I would slide in Tech N9ne. Or if you want to go real kind of old school and like kind of have a throwback kind of feel, MC Breed.
And the future in your front. Yeah, I mean, I would say in that case, you could have somebody perform because, you know, of course, MC Breed and Pop both did, but have somebody come out and just honor them on the song. But are we talking about individuals, like how they came, how they had them perform like a whole Lil' Kim set? I think, I don't know if MC Breed will qualify.
Yeah,
for
you know
a
what? He only
set.
Got two songs. He only got two or three songs. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
maybe they should do a medley of like artists from the Midwest that did maybe had a couple of tracks that was cool, like MC Breed, you redo that, but you know what, Hip Hop Honors end up having like Young Thug, B, Pac Row, and Rich Homie Quan MC Breed.
They gotta come to Straddle Low Cash. They gotta come to us for that. They gotta come to Straddle Low Cash for us to decide who's going.
What if they did that, man? What if
Man, I'm talking about, dude, I guarantee you, dog. I'm talking about we have to be up there with Black Lives Matter protesting. Like, no, we can't have it. all the people that done died. Now we can't have Rich Homie Quan, not Rich Homie Quan, but the Young Thug performing a Tupac and MC Breed song. No, we just wouldn't be able to have it.
On the low, you could do damn near a whole Chicago hip hop tribute on the real. The more I think about it,
yeah, Chicago gonna have some hitters, some definite hitters.
You could add Do or Die on there, Crucial Conflict.
Right.
So and you could do a whole show with all them.
Yeah. Do or Die, Crucial Conflict, Twista, Kanye West, Common. The Brat.
There you go. So, there's your five if you did a Chicago right there. There's your five if you did a Chicago.
Yeah, you have like a Chicago, like Super Jam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then look, you have to have R. Kelly and her singing on the hook from the song.
Ooh. Hey. Hey, R. Kelly could count as a rapper on the low.
Oh, no. Nah. Talking about from the re-up? No, nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't playing like that. Stop playing, man. Chill out.
Hey, I can see them doing that, though, for Pop. If they did an All-Chicago, I can see them trying to replace, like, somebody like a Do or Die with R. Kelly. Like, people don't know Do or Die, but we know R. Kelly.
We ain't doing it. We can't have R. Kelly at the hip-hop honors. We can honor him. Just not at the hip hop honors. He's R&B. So yeah, but I mean, I think with those, like, if you talking about the Midwest, I think we named the two top two from the Midwest. Of course, if we just going off of record sales,
it's Nelly and Common. You got a Nelly and Common.
Nelly and Eminem.
Nelly Eminem. Okay. Nelly and Eminem.
Those would be the two top honorees, and I'm pretty sure Eminem would go last because of. You know, he's Eminem, so.
All right, next question we have, this one is from, do you think we should save this email with somebody got mad at us for our title for the last episode? You think we should wait for the show to address that?
I think we can just kind of, like, barely touch it right now, but we just going to say, look here, man, if you're going to go in on anything we say, at least just have all your facts straight and listen to the episode. That's all we want you to do. Give us a chance to listen to the episode. So if you see a title to something, don't just disagree with it because, oh, man, this title says this, so I know what they're talking about. No, you don't. You never know what we're going to talk about on our show, ever. But you might see a title, and we venture off in the show. Like, that's just what we do. That's how we've done for years and just – being around each other, we might start on one thing, but our point will be you'll understand our point. But it's like we go in different lanes and switch and go every which way and come back around. So yeah, don't think you're just gonna know what we're talking about from the title. Sometimes, maybe sometimes it might be blatantly there, but sometimes it's not. And I think the last one, the one that you guys actually the most recent one that we released with Joe Budden's. The Drake episode.
Yeah, we had to do it right. It's a long letter.
Yeah. We're gonna talk about it though. Yeah. We're gonna talk about it on this week's episode. So just make sure you tune into it and listen.
All right, this next one is from my man Johnny Dange. Like dangerous, he said. Not the way I messed it up before. He wanted to make sure that we pronounce his name correctly. Because we always mess it up when he emails, or I mess it up at least. He said, Maine.
That's Daryl that be messing your name up, man. Hey, please don't swing on me, man. Please don't swing on me.
All right, he says, Maine, how do you deal with white folks at work who want to ask questions about Black Lives Matter when all they have are Fox News talking points without getting fired for workplace violence? By the way, he said, make sure you say my name right if y'all read this on air.
As far as in the workplace, man, because we all know how situations can escalate, and that's even with just being a man of color. I had an incident in my other job where when Mike Brown, when he was murdered, and, like, we actually had a small convo on how the media accepted Darren Wilson lying and saying, you know, the strength of Mike Brown compared to his is like Incredible Hulk to a 5-year-old. He felt like my whole thing was that's a complete lie, but people ran with it and believed it. Some people believed it because they wanted to, but it was this other guy that sat across from me, this older dude. I think they were less intimidated by him, but it was to the point where they weren't afraid to say something to him about it. They called him in the office mind you, all of us had the convo. They called him in the office and asked him not to have those type of conversations on the floor. Now, with them even speaking to him about that, the next step would have been, they probably would have said he was doing this at his desk, so he had to fire him. They would have made something
so
up.
So it's an older black man? An older black man?
Yeah, he was an older black dude. Oh, older wow. black dude, Rich. Yeah, man. But Rich was cooler than him up, but it was to the point where, like, they said something to him about it, like, and he didn't even go in on it for real, and none of us really did. The only thing I said was, like, man, for him to accept him lying like that, you know, talking about Darren Wilson, you know, and for people to accept that's what baffled me. And then Rich, he didn't say nothing about it, but they called him in their office because they felt like they could single him out, and they did. So I would say if you could not talk about it, I mean, if you're going to talk about it, I'd say something to keep it moving. Don't indulge too much in the convo on that, though, man, because they'll try to find a way to fire you, dude.
And it ain't even that serious, man. Like, they not going to, you know, don't get your check stopped just for a conversation. Like if somebody's straight challenging you on a thing where it's your morals are being replaced or anything like that, then yeah. But in general, if they ain't stopping your checks from, if you don't decide to talk and they don't stop your checks, then just don't stop. You just stop it. Just don't worry about it.
Acknowledge him. I wouldn't. And then sometimes you have people at your job, too, man, that's like that. And on the slide, be trying to bait you into arguing with them so they can have a reason to go and tell the upper ups, like, hey, so-and-so, he's bringing his stuff to work. He's bringing his Black Lives Matter crap. And, you know. they be mad like that, dog.
Hey, you wear a Family Union t-shirt to work, and they be talking about it was a Black Lives Matter thing. I saw it was a tree, you know, and then I think it was Black Lives Matter.
Oh, man.
The Johnson family.
This guy's going to try something. I saw him come in the other day. He had on a Johnson Family Reunion shirt. And a lot of Black Lives members I've seen.
Black Gorilla Family.
It
stands
shirt.
For Black Gorilla Family.
Right. Right.
So don't
DGF.
Even.
DGF.
Yeah, so don't, I wouldn't, you know, even, don't even, you know, let, you know, if they straight challenge, just let, you know, just, the, I would say just stand on saying, hey, you know what, I just don't feel like talking about that in a professional environment, you know, that's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to, you know, do my job, so.
Boom. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah.
Shut it down. And if they want to continue talking about it, snitch. Go tell. Get them in trouble first.
Hey, real talk. Hey, you right, you ain't lying. Snitch. Snitch real quick. All right.
I'm uncomfortable with Marie. She keeps bringing up something about Black Lives Matter, and it's not sitting well with me. Can you go ahead and discipline her right now? Have a hearing with her. Take her job.
And honestly, I don't mess with the Black Lives Matter thing. I'm very sensitive about that. You know.
No. You can't say I don't. You can't say I don't mess with it. You gotta play dumb. You know, I'm not really familiar with it. But, you know, just going forward, you know, until I do my further research, I'm not really comfortable with them speaking about it around me. Get her out of here now. Yeah, that's how you got to do it.
All right, next up, we got my boy, Rudem Boy. He says, if Puffy was really best friends with Biggie, why don't he make sure Biggie is not out there getting cloned by weak-ass rappers? Why not have Biggie son rap? He's talking about the whole Gucci Man thing. Why he didn't get him cloned? Like Gucci
man, look here. I don't know about all they clones, but I know they should. They could have had little Chris rhyme it out. I think he would have. I think that would have looked dope. Have him out there come out with his pop, like with a mink jacket on or something like that, to do Biggie Port.
Yep.
With Lil' Kim. But nah, Faith ain't finna have her son out there with Lil' Kim, and that was Biggie's mistress.
No. The gangster part, she introduced her.
Yeah, I saw that, but that's probably as far as it goes with that. She probably, no, hey, he's using my son.
Hey, look, and when she introduced her, she was all the way at the bottom in the aisle introducing her. She wasn't nowhere close to the stage. It wasn't like she dapped her up or nothing.
I saw her say, she went toe-to-toe with Big. Hell, she went toe-to-toe with me before, too. She said, let me quit playing. But I want y'all to give it up. And, like, I think that was dope, though, man. I think that was big. I did like that.
I want to stay on Faith Evans for a second because there's two things. Have you ever heard the original version of Big Mama Thing where she dissing Faith on the last verse? Okay, you know the Big Mama thing, the one that got Jay-Z verse at the end. The original is three verses.
It got who verse at the end?
Lil Kim got a three verses instead of two, on the original, and she's dissing Faith the whole third verse.
What she saying about Faith on the third
she's
verse?
Like, this bitch is a cum sucker. You can't fuck with me. My pussy's better than yours. This because you married him don't mean shit. It's all kind of crazy shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's even salt, more salt the injury. If y'all get a chance, have you got a chance to listen to that in the Tasha Walker interviews yet?
No, I still haven't.
You got
no,
to.
I haven't. Like,
we gonna if you get a chance, listen to it tonight. I want to talk about that tomorrow show. So everybody, listen to Natasha Walker's interviews about Tupac. She actually says that this is something I want people to even think about even further, and we can go back to the finish of the questions. She says that California Love was originally all Dr. Dre's. He had three verses to it. She said already when Pac got out of jail, which makes sense because I Got My Mind Made Up with the Dog Pound song at first, two. Basically, they was just giving Pac any songs anybody had already done for, like, some of that stuff.
He was just writing. Pac just was a writing machine. Like, yeah, okay, let me get on this one. I get on this one then.
And it makes sense, though, with California Love, like, because Dre don't say nothing about Pac on his verse. Pac says something about Dre on his verse.
Right.
You got to think. And I was like, dang, that makes sense. And, I'm listening to the interviews with her. It's maybe, like, five parts, man. And I'm sitting there stopping it and Googling, like, let me see if how true this could be. And you'd be like, damn, she ain't lying. The receipt's set up, bro. Or makes plausible, at least makes sense connecting-wise logically of a lot of stories she was saying. If anybody's Tupac fans, y'all definitely, want to check those out. All right, another email from my boy, Rudem Boy. He says, will hip-hop ever be like it used to, or are we just becoming old heads?
I think we are becoming old heads. I think I think yes, we are. I'm hoping that it make it, it hits that 180 and spins back to where you gotta get your respect from rhyming and come hard with it, make some good music and just go from there. Not all of this shit where people are getting away with just getting on a track and basically mumbling like King Tut with mummy rap on his mouth and people accepting it because of the beat. For real, people get out there and just say, yes, like, as long as you say something that bounces with the beat a certain way, people just will mumble that shit and become fucking zombies to the music and don't know what the fuck they saying and don't care what they saying as long as this beat saying. If that's the case, then just go buy some beat albums with some beats on them. Don't even worry about nothing with no music and nothing on it. Go get some beat albums. So, I would hope that it hits that 180 and goes back around. Because, we have some artists to look forward to. Like, I can't wait for I really wish J. Cole and, like, Kendrick Lamar would put out a project together, man.
They've been rumoring that for a minute.
I think they have. I think they have been recording shit and are recording shit. But those are two guys I can honestly say have kind of been, like, the same since they've come out. Like, they've both been, like, seen real, like, some down-to-earth organic dudes to where they just ain't letting the fame really get to them. Not saying that they can't happen, but I haven't seen that. From seeing them up to this point in their careers, I can honestly say I think Kendrick can still spit like he did before. He doesn't all the time, but I think he can. I think he can still go there. I think he can get on an underground track with somebody. Same with J. Cole. Like, we heard him on that Cause cut. Or Cut was my
G-Man
from...
It's Cause.
He got on the cut with him. Like, and I know this is an artist, but... Just to see them in that lane.
But he killed that verse.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, that's what I like. So, I'm hoping that him and Kendrick kind of can get together and, do some shit. Because they both rhymed over each other's instrumentals and threw that out there. Like, to tease everybody. And, me hearing both of their verses, they were cool. They weren't the best, but they definitely weren't bad. I'm going to say that. But I mean, maybe I was looking for a little bit more from Kendrick and Cole, rhyming on each other's stuff. But yeah, I'm hoping that it's the 180 and we can get some more good music from people like Kendrick, Cole. I mean, I like Ye stuff. I mean, I still like Ye. I'm trying to think of some new people that I really. I mean, I'm trying to think what am I looking forward to.
Hey, you know what? I ain't going front. And I'm going to talk about this on the next show. That YG album goes kind of hard, man. That new YG album goes kind of hard.
Oh, for real?
Dude, it's a West Coast feel. It ain't no Mustard beats on there. It's West Coast beats. It ain't no Mustard feel. You know how they the Mustard feel with kind of Southwestish feel? You know what the Mustard beats?
Right.
No, Mustard ain't producing bouncy. The whole album. No, it's West Coast. Like, he got this song called "Twist My Fingers Twisted." I'm talking about you would think you was in a lowrider, dog, driving on La Cena or something, man. Like, that's how.
For real?
Yeah, man. It's a West Coast
I'm gonna
album.
Check
man.
It out.
Yeah, it's a West Coast album, man. Like, I was totally surprised because I actually saw somebody do a review of it that I trust. It's actually a YouTube podcast called Dead End Hip Hop, and I kind of like their reviews on hip. So y'all definitely check that out, y'all, if y'all get a chance. And they were like, and it was people on there. They're pretty on point with their reviews, or at least I trust them to maybe check it out. And they were like, yo, I was like, what? They say they like that? Let me check this out. And they one line. It's a nice album, man. It's a nice album. Like, it's a nice album.
Why YG came with it?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It's a good album, man. It's a maybe because you don't you don't hear a lot of pure West Coast albums like that anymore. I don't feel like, you know, maybe the game a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And I like that Rosecrans project from Problem and DJ Quick. That's a very heavy West Coast sounding album. But in general, you really don't hear like that. Like, even in general, like, I like hearing regions have their own specific sound. Like, I like Midwest sound having its sound. I like the South having their sound. I like the East Coast with the boom bap. I like the West Coast with the nice feeling, you know, music. So I like them having those regional sounds, and that's how it made you feel like you was regionally a West Coast sound, and that's why I appreciated it a lot.
Hey, that's how Nelly had us feeling.
Yeah.
With when he first came out, when you heard his music, like E.I. stuff, you're like, oh, that's St. Louis right there.
Yep. Yep, you and like you fit like even I wasn't even in St. Louis when it came out. I was like, that's St. Louis, duh. Like, you could just feel St. Louis in that album. Even Nellyville, you could feel St. Louis in it.
Yeah,
even
I agree.
Even Nellyville, you can.
Even I agree.
But I think hip hop is still good and around because the thing that people don't understand is the artists that are making the most money are actually nice artists. Your J. Cole's, your Kendrick's. Like, for real, is Young Thug really making any money? Or is he, as people say, nigger rich, where he just famous and got a couple of chips? Is he really making money and really, like, carving out a career? Nah, I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Like, he hasn't dropped the album yet. Like, you can't be an artist that's actually making any money until you have an album out that's producing money for you and producing real shows. Not Young Thug is performing at the ICW, that new spot on Grand. What's the new name of that?
The IP.
The IP. That's he ain't doing. J. Cole.
I just performed at the IP on Sunday.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, J. Cole performing at the amphitheaters, Kendrick Lamar performing at amphitheaters. You know, their voice. And then not even just only that, like, are we really going to be listening to Young Thug in 2 or 3 years? We thought the same through Trinidad James. I mean, you could where's D4L at? Where's, where's Soulja Boy at besides being on Love & Hip Hop? You know what I mean? Like, it just goes on and on and on, you know, on and on and on, down. But I think it's a lot of good hip-hop, and I think you kind of got to really carve it out and find your good music for yourself. It's going back to, remember back in the day, you had to find good hip-hop or find hip-hop? Like, you had to find somebody that knew about this. Like, oh, snap, that's kind of dope. I need to go get that. That's how I think it's going back to. That's how I think it's going back to. You can't depend on the radio.
Well, I hope it does. Yeah. I hope it does.
I just think we can't depend on the radio to give us good music in general. Like honestly.
No.
Like, honestly, I was thinking back, like, did the radio ever really give us that good of a music? Maybe a couple of year period, but I don't think it really gave us that good. I think it's a couple
man,
of years, man. Darryl,
think about this, dog. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, dog. Back in the 90s, like, when we had, we had some good times with that radio. When you're talking about back in the day, you might hear an MC Hammer cut, but then you may hear some N.W.A. You know what I'm saying? Then you might hear like a Dr. Dre song. Like, so back in the day, I mean, I know it was more like it was geared towards a lot of West Coast, but then like when it transitioned, you were able to I heard a lot of shit on the radio.
But the reason I say I think it's more the jukebox and music videos. The reason I say this, especially here, I would say here in St. Louis and like Chicago, really hip hop as a format on radio where off hip hop isn't a thing until the late 90s in the Midwest. If you think about it. Because they was mixing it. Remember, they was mixing it R&B with it. Like, you only got hip-hop here with Kevy Kev at night. Remember, from 6 to 10 or whatever. For all our St. Louis people, y'all know what we talking about. 6 to 10. And then for Chicago, I remember 106 Jams came out. I don't even know if you remember back then. I always tell you about, like, it was the best radio station ever, dog. In the Midwest, it's the first fully formatted hip-hop station. And that was in 94, 95. You know what I'm saying? So,
but
like,
what about DJ Chaos, though? When Chaos was on the radio, they was playing some cool stuff back then. They were playing Bone and stuff like.
But I'm saying it wasn't a full format. I'm talking about a full station where it's just hip hop. Remember, they was playing R&B in the mornings with Tony Scott and Mark Clark in the mornings. They was playing, you know, R&B mostly. I'm talking about fully a hip hop station.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was easier for us to say it was dope because we only listened to it from 6 to 10, because that's what Kevy Kev was on, or Chaos, or what was it, DJ, Doc Love and all them cats when they would be doing their thing, you know, and remember with the, I'm giving out a PhD, a play ahead of degree to Tony.
Play ahead of degree. I remember, dude, Ed Lover, man, it's the homeboy. One time, and this is before I had even met him, man, when I tell you Ed, man, he's so funny, dog. He's had me dying because he called on a play ahead of shout out one time. And they was like, you know, they played that Biggie, that Player Hater.
Yep.
They played that at the beginning, yeah. And people called me, I want to give a Player Hater shout out to, you can make up any reason. This fool Ed called in and was like, hey, I want to give a Player Hater shout out to my cousin, Lil Terry, because he over here, and, you know, every time he comb his hair, cocoa bugs be shooting out and falling all over the carpet. I just thought that was stupid. I was like, yeah, you gonna call in on your cousin talking about this man calm as her and cocoa bugs be shooting out? Like, what the hell are cocoa bugs? So that kind of stood with me for a minute, man. And when I met Ed, I brought that up. He was like, I remember that when I called in. Yeah, man. But no, that was back in the day, though, G.
Yeah, that was back in the day, man. Last question we got. Two more questions. Last one is, how do you all think about the career of Serena Williams? This is from our man, People's Critic Tim. He said, asked us, what do you think about the career of Serena Williams since she won those
games? I mean, I said you can put her up there like is, you know, the greatest winning athlete. Yeah, like, I mean, for real, probably ever. Like, the greatest winner ever, athletically. When you say she's been consistently winning, winning, for over 20 years, dog. I'm talking about winning for 20 years, 20-plus years. Winning. Who you know that has won? And she's probably going to win next year, too. And next year ain't even here yet.
She's 35 years old.
35, dog. And I'm talking about is winning. Like, not just like barely winning. It's winning. Like, they go in, and anybody who she goes up against is the underdoog, to the point where they got to stoop as low as to try to make fun of the fact that she got a fat old ass. You know what I'm saying? And which we love to look at. And it's like people try to make any kind of thing to kind of get in her head. But Serena, she you know, she's beautiful. She's poised, and she's a winner, man. And not only that, she's a sister. And I have, you know, hey, I would say with her, you got to categorize her, man. Did we say this last time? The greatest winner?
Yeah, she is. Like she's in the top five athletes of all time. Period.
Ever. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Ever, because I know people like to do their rankings. They'll do like Muhammad Ali, Jordan, Jim Thorpe.
That's Serena Williams up there.
Right. She's up there. Serena Williams and maybe like Jim Brown or somebody. I'm just throwing out random people.
Nah.
But Serena's got to be in there. Like, I don't know who you're going to push out. I don't know who you're going to move Serena, out.
I'm saying she's in there. So somebody can't go in. Somebody on somebody's list can't go in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's somebody out.
On my list, let me see. If I had to pick like a top five of my greatest athletes of all time, of course, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan. Let me see who else. Mike Tyson. I mean, these are just people that I love, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm trying to think. I don't even know about number four, but I mean, I ain't gonna say four or five. Those are in no particular order. So Serena Williams is in there. So she, Serena Williams, and then whoever else.
Whoever else you want to add in there, just throw them in there.
Yeah, she's definitely in mine.
All right, our last question. This is the coup de grace, man. This one is from my man, the mayor. He saw us of the mayor. What's going on with your boy Russell Wilson and Sierra letting that boy kiss all on him and call him Papa? What y'all think?
Oh man! And what's my man name that just emailed us?
The mayor, D.A. Mayor, the mayor. I think he's trying to
the mayor,
the mayor,
like, the mayor.
I think he's trying to go off of the
mayor.
Do the right thing. Like do the right thing, the mayor.
Okay, well, mayor, I'm gonna say this, bro. I'm in my son's life, and I'm only assuming that future is in his son's life too. I'm gonna say Russell Wilson, as a man, I understand, brother. Dad, that's your stepson now, and you're involved in his life. But all that extra shit, like, I'm saying, this is what would make me mad as a man. If my son was calling another man Papa and kissing on him, and hell no, that's my job. You be a stepfather. You can be a stepfather and not do all the extra shit. And Sierra is condoning it. And I low-key think Sierra does this kind of stuff, put these videos out to kind of low-key get back in the future. I do think that. You know what I'm saying? Like, And I don't know what type of father future he is. People try to say, oh, he got six different kids. All that don't matter. If you're taking care of your kids, I don't give a shit how many kids you got by how many different women. It don't matter as long as you're taking care of them. And so I can only assume the future was fighting like for custody of his child, and only a good father would do something like that. A father that don't care about his kid would just be, okay, well, you know, she got money. She can take care of him. And
what I got Go a question ahead. About this though. I was thinking, I thought about it, but after we tried to record it the first time, I want, like, they both being petty as hell. Because I thought about, I was like, but why is Future trying to get custody of his last kid, and he ain't tried to, as far as we know, has he tried to get custody of his other kids too? Like, why is he trying to get Sierra custody of Sierra? We don't know.
But that, yeah, we don't know. We don't know if he, and I think just because of it's a high, not gonna say high profile, but high profile amongst the. What would you consider Sierra, like, what list celebrity, like a B-list celebrity?
I would have said C, but she's moved up to B because of all this, definitely.
Yeah, so I would say, like, among C and B-list celebrities.
Dude, she's at the ESPYs. She's in the ESPYs in the second and third row at the ESPYs with Russell Wilson. She wouldn't have seen no parts, no ESPYs a year ago. Like, she wouldn't have made it in nowhere in the ESPYs a year ago before messing with him.
No.
So her profile is definitely went up. Definitely went up, and I think hers has went up more than Russell Wilson's. Russell Wilson has kind of stayed. Well, I guess he's got more of the tabloidish stuff, but people that are sports fans, I don't think they like know about him anymore. You know, he won a Super Bowl. You know, he's who he is. But one thing I would say is that I would feel uncomfortable having a kid, especially if it hadn't been like if. It seemed like it's so short of a time period with him calling me Papa. I dated a girl for 2.5, almost 3 years that had a kid, and I was around him damn near every other day. And I felt uncomfortable when I used to pick him up from school for, and they'd be like, yeah, your dad is here. I felt uncomfortable with that even. And I, you know what I'm saying? And I knew, you know, this woman longer than Russell Wilson knew her. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just would feel uncomfortable with that as a man. That's just me personally. I don't, I really can't judge what they're doing on that side, but also would hope that he sat down and at least try to chop it up with Future as a man one-on-one and be like, yo, I'm going to be in your son's life, you know, blase blah, you know, because I am, and you're trying to be in his life. Now, if he wasn't trying to be in his life, fuck him, whatever. But I don't know, man. It just feels like they, like Sierra and Future is being petty back and forth, just doing petty stuff, man. Like, and it's just like, it, to me, it's gonna end up, it looks lame for real on both sides to me. At some point, number one, we shouldn't be having our custody disputes or anything with kids out in public like that, period, to me.
Right, exactly, I agree.
Just period. We shouldn't be on Twitter. We shouldn't be going back and forth. None of that stuff with our kids should be out there in public, period. You know what I'm saying? Like,
agreed.
Period. Like, even that video with him doing that, that'd been, like, I think it'd have been doper, honestly. If that's a video y'all doing amongst y'all family, that's cool, but I felt like that was too much publishing that. Somewhat, like, I just think especially where you already know it's kind of a situation that's kind of already kind of dicey, you gonna put that out, it just don't look good. And then Future on his side, he constantly throwing shade and doing songs and all kind of stuff. It's like, dude, man, when y'all gonna grow up? This is a kid involved, man. Y'all acting like kids.
He's gonna make a new song called "You Made My Baby Call You Papa." You made my baby call you, and that's gonna be the chorus. You made my baby call you Papa. The teacher gonna go in on how he gonna pour lean and Russell Wilson Malvin and make him OD.
Who won in the fight though? Russell Wilson or Future?
I mean, what you saying? Russell Wilson trained. Y'all say he trained MMA or something. I mean, I had to go with him off of that. And plus, he plays football, so he's in shape.
And Future be sitting there on lean. He just probably halfway high coming into the fight.
I don't think Future does no lean. Future might surprise us. I don't know, but I'm gonna go with Russell Wilson just off of the whole MMA thing.
And he's an athlete himself, though. The dude play football every year too. So even if he didn't do MMA, he's athletically more trained than the average person. Period. No, I don't know.
He's working out, right? He's working out right now.
Yeah, like he's in mini camp right now. I don't understand. But I also will say that they're the most unincorporated pair ever. Russell Wilson and Sierra. 2 years ago, if you told me that they would have been married, I'd have been like, hell no. No way possible. No way possible.
3 years ago, I'd have been like, what? No. Sierra ain't messing with that Russell.
Sierra getting smart, though. She's like, you know what? I'm tired of these hood niggas. I'm going to go and get me a dude that's straight-laced. I ain't got to worry about him going out all night.
Yeah, look, I ain't getting no younger.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be competing with these young girls.
Because Sierra's in her 30s, right? Sierra's got to be in her early 30s, right?
Yeah, she like got to be like 30.
Yeah, and because Russell Wilson probably like 30. He might be 30.
No, I don't think he's 30.
Oh, he's not even 30 yet?
Let me see. I'm going to look it up.
She may be older than him, you saying?
She is older than him. Russell Wilson. Let me see. Russell Wilson is, I'm going to tell you, he's 27.
And I think Sierra's got to be 30. Sierra's got to be 30. Let me see.
I would say 29 or 30.
She's 30, exactly. She'll be 31 this year.
She's 30. Yeah, she's 30.
And she'll be 31 later on this year, so.
He's 27, she's 30.
Yeah, man, maybe I'm just a different dude, man, and I just kind of, and I can't judge anybody how they move. I just, you know, whenever I get to my top, you know, the mountaintop and whatever I'm doing, I ain't going to be all out there at all, my family and stuff out there all in public, man. That isn't going to be the way I'm rocking. Like, this is not the way I'm going to be rocking. And I would think as a celebrity, you would want to be hold a little bit more of that stuff in personally, because I feel like people can use that against you. You know what I mean? Like, somebody could come around and extort you and your family. Like, we can make it look like Russell Wilson been kissing all over that son, because he do it on camera. So we going to say that he was kissing the son. You know, I'm just with dumb, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
Some TMZ shit that somebody could come up with to try to frame your ass or put you in a certain box. You got to come out of 50 grand. To keep them quiet, or just, you know, I just think that they both of them need to grow up and like really sit down and be like, yo, we got a kid together and we need to figure this out as a couple on how we'll, you know, move forward and everything. But yeah,
I'm on here looking at a lot of these celebrities' ages too, mm-hmm. dog.
Oh, celebrities a lot older than you think.
They got, okay, Sierra's 30, Russell Wilson's 27, Future 32, Bow Wow, this nigga Bow Wow 29.
Damn! Bow Wow.
Beyonce 34, Nicki Minaj 33, Rihanna 28, Chris Brown 27, Drake 29, same age as Bow Wow. Ludacris 38, but this how you know we getting old, dog. Missy Elliott 45.
Damn.
Mariah Carey 46, Jennifer Lopez 46. That's crazy, dog.
Puffy got to be damn near 50 then, right? If Jennifer Lopez 46.
She is Janet Jackson 50.
I know Janet Jackson's 50. I don't know why she's trying to have no kid either. That's a whole other thing, but.
So is she really pregnant, though?
That's what they're saying. I don't know. I would have thought she went through menopause or something by now at 50. I mean, that's pretty. Man. Unless they're doing something. I was thinking maybe they extracted her eggs or something like that, and they had like a what is it? A surrogate. But then she said she trying to have it herself, so maybe they ain't having a surrogate. So
yeah, she is pregnant though.
She is?
Yeah, I'm on. Well, from what they say on E,
she
it
pregnant.
Says, how pregnant Janet Jackson celebrated her 50th birthday. This is on E News. And E, you know, they be pretty on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pretty on it. So they confirmed her being pregnant by saying that. But, yeah, man. Her being pregnant at 50, I'm sure she'll do well. You know, she have a baby. Everybody having babies now, man. That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. But, hey, Javon, let everybody know where to get you up at, my man.
Man, look, y'all can hit me up at Javon, at JOVANBIBBS. That's B as in boy, I, B as in boy, B as in boy, S as in Sam. On Twitter, Instagram. And make sure you follow my comedian page on Facebook at Comedian Javon Bibbs. I'm trying to get more followers on there.
Yeah. So definitely go over there. Yeah. So hit me up, Dig Game on Twitter. We'll be having this out. I'm going to do it right now. So you'll be coming out in a few minutes. And appreciate y'all listening and showing love to us. We're going to try to do these from now on, every now and again, especially if we don't get the chance to do a show some weeks, just to hit some topics real quick. And we're going to be recording a show tomorrow. So tomorrow's show is going to be super funny, y'all. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Shout out to Melina Trump.
Melania
Trump, dude.
I'm AWOL, but I ain't done. Full-time killing, bad hole driller. Chowder for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon. I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling. Baggy full of pith, can't you see I'm living? I'm glowed up. I'm glowed up. Shining, nigga, the silver lining, nickel plated refinery, never sweating the mind. A word to the most honorable, no bullshit in me. Constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital, I carving my legacy. Now tell me, is you.